Welcome everyone to The Enthusiast Life. I am your host, Mark Turcotte, and I'm so glad each and every one of you have decided to make me a part of your day. Well, my friends, happy Monday. It is August 10th, 2020. And oh boy, if you're anybody like me, I know you probably spent a lot of the weekend with your game time playing Marvel's Avengers beta over on the PlayStation 4. And unfortunately, I know some of you didn't get to jump in because you may not be playing on the PlayStation 4, but your time is coming. If you've pre-ordered, you're going to be able to play this upcoming weekend. I believe it's actually an open beta this weekend on the PlayStation as well. So your time is almost here, my friends, if you didn't get a chance to get in. But quick programming note before we jump in to the beta. As of right now, tomorrow, there probably won't be an episode. Don't think I'm going to be able to get one. I got to actually get to work super early tomorrow, so I don't believe I'm going to be able to get one recorded later today to be released for tomorrow. So just a heads up on that. That'll be Tuesday, August 11th. We may be skipping an episode. I'm going to try to get it out to you, but again, you know, just be on the lookout for that. There may not be an episode there, but let's jump into this beta because, my God, it's been on my mind all weekend. Unfortunately, I did have to work this weekend, so I wasn't able to really spend as much time as I wanted to with it. But each morning before work, I made sure I set that alarm just a little bit early so I could get up, get in on some of those missions. And even last night on Sunday, just hours before it closed, jumped in there to finish all the harm missions, which is kind of like the danger room for the Avengers, and get in there and finish the three missions for that to get the Fortnite Hulkbuster Fists and Hulk Fists for my son. We linked his Fortnite account to my Square Enix account, and he was able to get those, so take that for what it is. But we got to talk about this beta because there's a lot running around the internet of people trashing it, saying that it just is repetitive and they don't like it. So I'm going to give you my 2 cents on this game. And I think if you're anybody like me, I think you're probably going to be on the same page as me with this one. And that's that I absolutely love this game. Like, it is, honestly, I think somebody in our Discord, Matt Clark, said, he's like, this is the game I've been waiting for my whole life. Like, it almost is. Like, it blends everything about video games that I love. Like, it's this third-person action game that is, the combat feels fantastic. It has this amazing story that, unfortunately, like, that was one of the worst parts now, is like, the story, we don't know. I gotta wait, what, like a month? I mean, it comes out September 4th. I got the 3-day early access, so I guess September 1st. So not necessarily a month, but I don't want to wait. I want to see where the story goes. I mean, the acting and the voice acting, the motion capture, everything has that AAA quality that we get from games like Uncharted, or it immediately made me think of Spider-Man. Like, this game, to me, fits into the Spider-Man universe that Sony created on the PlayStation. Like, you could put these games both side by side, and when Spider-Man shows up in this game, I know it's not going to be because it's the same, not the same developers, but I could easily see the Spider-Man from Spider-Man PS4 just showing up in this. Like, it just fits. I mean, that Spider-Man, it really felt like the real world, like our world, with everything kind of modernized, and it just felt like a present-day New York. And in this, I mean, at one point, as Kamala Khan, you're walking through the carrier that they have, the helicarrier, that's kind of like your base of operations, and you go into her room, and she turns on the radio, and it starts playing Sia's Cheap Thrills. Like, I don't know if anybody caught that, but to me, like, I just couldn't help but smile and be like, here's a modern-day song, and here is this teenage girl who is a super fan of the Avengers. She walks into her room and plays the radio. Like, that just blew me away. I don't know what it is. It's something as simple as that. And, like, that's what this game is going to be, I think, is all these little just nuggets of things thrown in there. And then on top of that, like, you're collecting these comic books kind of throughout there, or throughout the game. And so, you know, I was finding some kind of spread throughout the helicarrier. I found one even on a mission I went on. And then even like when I finished those harm missions, it unlocked another comic cover. So it's these collections of, you know, there's a Thor one, there's Hulk, like they each have their own collections. And so they've picked some of the best comics for those characters throughout their 80-year history in Marvel. And you're going to be collecting those. Again, something that was in that Spider-Man game that I just couldn't stop chasing in that game. And so I think this is, I put it up on Twitter and some people were like, oh, if it wasn't a love letter, they wouldn't have made Spider-Man an exclusive. But it is a love letter to Marvel fans, by Marvel fans. Clearly, when you play it, like, you just see how much the folks at Crystal Dynamics are Marvel fans. And I think the beauty of it, the beauty of this game and this game's story, is that we play it through the eyes of a Marvel fan or the main character. Sure, you play as Thor. Sure, you can play as Iron Man, all of that. But playing as Kamala Khan and having her kind of be that central figure, because she herself is just an over-the-top Marvel fan, we get to experience all of that. And so, like, you know, there's little things in there, that little nods to, like, or there's just kind of techniques like Uncharted uses, where you're just kind of walking through an area and then, you know, Nathan Drake just kind of comments things as you're going through. She's the same way. So when you're going through the helicarrier, just, which is kind of like your base of operations, you kind of go through there. And I think as the game expands, there's, you can go to, like, Hulk, Bruce Banner's room, and, like, you can go in there. So, like, this, as we're regathering the Avengers, you're going to kind of be building out the helicarrier and finding other areas to that, and they're going to, basically, it's going to change as we play this game. But as you're walking through, there's all just these little Easter egg things throughout there, and it's just, it's so much fun. And then on top of that, I'm sorry, but the combat is exactly what I want it to be. Like, I know there's some people who think it's a little bit button mashy, and sure, any game when you have a, you know, weak attack and strong attack, essentially, and then, you know, you have a couple of specials in there, sure, it could be that way, but I think the beauty is we've only got one skill tree in the beta. There's three for each character, and if you played a lot of the beta, you started unlocking more abilities that unlock just some ridiculously insane combos for some of these characters. And some of the, like, melee heavy, like a Black Widow, or even, you know, Kamala herself, like, there is some crazy combos you can start doing. And for me, my favorite character was Iron Man, which I kind of knew it probably was going to be going in, as much as I love, like, Anthem, because Anthem was my Iron Man game. But now, after playing him, I love, like, being able to, like, quickly, you know, kind of be hovering, shoot at an enemy. If they're up in the air, I immediately just start shooting them a little bit, pepper them down, and then just go in for the melee kills. And then, you know, seeing some enemies on the ground, I unlock the ability to do the ground pound. So I come in with a ground pound, stun the enemies, and then just start doing a couple weak attacks. So it's just like his punches, boom, boom, boom. If you hold circle, he kind of flips over them to get behind them, because sometimes they'll have shields that, at this point, like, my ground pound stunned them, but then they kind of come out of that stun state and throw their shields back up. By holding circle and just pointing towards them, he kind of flips over them to get behind him. Couple more punches, throw in my heavy, which is my triangle, and he just starts doing, like, just a bunch of blasts, like, boom, 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 and then he kind of does the one where he kind of, like, does it, like, behind his back, and, oh, God, it is so much fun. Like, and I know I'm gushing over this here, guys, and you're probably just laughing at me going as crazy over this game, but I promise you, like, if you are a Marvel fan, this is the game. And look, I know, like, if we take a step back, we kind of look at what the longevity of this game is going to be, right? Because I know that's the thing. Everybody holds these games, these looter games now, to this higher standard of where, you know, it's almost like this unrealistic standard where the game has to be a game you can play all the time. Like, you should never have to stop playing these games. And think about every looter shooter, everyone that's come out so far. The stories always are people being super excited. Then shortly before it comes out, it's like, I don't know if there's enough content to keep me playing. Then the game comes out and people tear through it all. And then it's, oh no, there's not enough content. They're not listening to us. The loop sucks. And then, you know, then these patches keep coming out. And then it's just the cycle. I mean, it is the destiny. We got to put a term to this, like the destiny effect or whatever it is, where it's like, you know, people are just never happy because they think you need to constantly be playing these games. But I take a step back and I look at it like, what's wrong with, like, this game coming out and majority of people maybe get 40, 50 hours out of it, in which hell is a lot of time. Sure, a guy streaming on Twitch, that's 2 or 3 days of him playing, you know, because they play for hours on end under 5 days, whatever it is, you know, and people will see that and think because he wasn't able to stream for a month or 2 months straight of that one game, oh, it's garbage, game's trash. No, the majority of people are going to play these games for like an hour or two, jump in, do a couple missions, because some of the missions actually in this that they gave us took a little bit of time, especially depending on the level you're playing them on. And then, you know, when you start bringing in the other characters, it actually just increases the difficulty. So it's not like you're just tearing through some of these missions, especially on the harder levels. But I think it's okay to have that. And then you layer on top of that this idea that they're going to put in challenges, which I didn't even like think about. There's each character has their own little challenge card. And then there's daily and weekly challenges for each character. And those completing those challenges unlock like skins or collectibles, cosmetics, things like that for the characters. Guys, I was going through these menus and my head was like exploding, like at just the idea of how much this game is gonna like corrupt me. Like I didn't expect this game, I think, to have as much content in it that it's going to have. And when I say content, for me, that some of that content is chasing some of those collectibles. So I understand if, you know, you're somebody who looked at it and said, hey, you know what? A lot of this game is just going down corridors, going down the same hallways, fighting a lot of the same enemies. But I urge a lot of you to listen to, there was an episode that I listened to this weekend. It was Saturday morning that I listened to it, but it came out back in June after the first Avengers War Table. And it had the studio head at Crystal Dynamics. He was on This Week in Marvel. Again, it was sometime like mid-June. Just look for it. It says like Avengers War Table for the title. And he was on there on This Week in Marvel talking about just the game. And he mentioned there's like over 50 enemy types. Forget like, you know, over 50 war zones, over 50 like missions. Like he was going through the list of all the stuff. And it just, that's at launch. This is really being viewed by them as a platform to suddenly now start putting in more characters. I mean, we know we're getting Hawkeye and Spider-Man, each of which are going to have their own stories built around them. Plus then, you know, collect these challenges and collectibles and all that stuff. He even said at one point, like, you may go on a mission, because part of the what we have in the beta was you go out on these missions to like aim strongholds or to even like shield underground bases. And so you're discovering these things, and that's part of the game. And if you think about it, like, you're almost living the life of the Avengers. Like, the Avengers are just sitting at their helicarrier whenever there's a threat to the world or something they need to investigate. That's what they go and do. So it almost makes sense that, like, yeah, some of this game is going to be grinding out, because AIM's going to have bases all over the world, and we're going to be going to these different bases, seeing what's going on there and getting intel. Now, sure, I know that could seem like a cop-out for game design, but I mean, that is part of what, you know, you would think the Avengers would do, right? They're tackling these this evil force. But he said, like, through some of those missions, you're going to find some intel that will then unlock new areas you've never been before. And there's even some chances that some of that stuff will even be secret. So you may even find, like, some secrets that they're not going to come out and say, like, hey, this new area is available over here. It's like, no, through your investigations and going down these different paths, because as you go to these areas, there are different paths to go down that have chests and things like that on it. So you don't just want to go from point A to point B. You kind of want to explore a little bit. But just in doing that, your reward could be you find a new mission that brings you elsewhere, you know, kind of within the game. I mean, it's a lot. There is going to be a lot in this game. I mean, it's pretty pretty awesome is all I can say. I mean, you think like a game like Ultimate Alliance was kind of the game that we always, you know, people would love to play and think about as like, oh, that's the ultimate comic book game. And, you know, this is really bleeding into that. I mean, I even put it up on Twitter, like Marvel Heroes was only on consoles for a short time. Marvel Heroes Omega, it was called at the time. But the game had been out for probably 4 or 5 years, if not longer than that, before that on the PC. It was essentially Marvel Diablo. So you pick your character and you level them up and you're finding loot. Sure, there were some skins for them, but as in this game, the loot didn't actually really change your appearance, just change your stats and all that. But they would have, you know, events when movies came out. They had like little raids built in there. And you were just going on these like constant quests, just grinding, building up these characters. And that is exactly what this game is doing, but layering on top of it just what seems to be this awesome story about the Avengers that's only going to be expanded upon. Like, they keep calling this like the assembling of the Avengers. Like, this is kind of like the Avengers initiative in the MCU. Like, this is the beginning. So we're going to get the Avengers together. And then after that, suddenly then we're going to have times where threats are going to be coming to the world. And that's when we jump back in to play, you know, whatever. I mean, he even mentions in the interview, and they said it on the war table, there's going to be like these boss battles where, like, you know, everybody needs to come together, almost sounding like raids almost are going to be in this. Or I'm trying to think, even like in Final Fantasy 14, they have just like, it's just one monster fight, or even like a Monster Hunter where it's like, you just gather your team together, and everybody goes and fights this boss. Like, that's what's going to be coming to this game. So it's constantly going to be expanding and constantly going to be giving us more to do. And then, you know, you're going to get rewarded with things like cosmetics and new gear and all that stuff. And, you know, I thought it was kind of cool, like those, the harm missions. It was a 3-mission chain that was there, and it told us, like, when you highlighted it, you could see that it was part of a chain. And so, because there's missions all over this map, and especially, I'm sure, when the game comes out, there's going to be missions everywhere. But it shows you, like, if you complete this chain, here are your rewards. There was a couple that were random, I believe, but then there were some set pieces that you would get, or things, and one of them was, like, one of those comic books. So I think that's cool that they're putting in there, like, hey, do this chain. This is your set reward. So you know what you need to do. It's not just all randomized. Now, a lot of this is going to be randomized in the chests and things like that, but there are some set rewards that you're going to get from completing these things. So I think it's neat to kind of, at least in terms of the loot side, that they're doing that. Now, one of the things that he said on the This Week in Marvel that kind of had me super excited, because the gear, you know, some people are a little upset that it's not actually changing your appearance. But it is changing your stats a lot. I mean, one of the missions, you go in and it's like all the enemies have cryo. So, if, you know, there's gear that has resistance to cryo. So you're going to be kind of building your characters for what's needed for the mission at hand. But one of the things he mentioned on that This Week in Marvel episode was that two things. One, that somebody in the studio made a Hulk that is a bit, they built and basically tweaked them to be a ranged Hulk. Now, Hulk, you think of, and especially from what I played of Hulk, he is a just monster, just terrorizing through the levels, you know, trampling all over the place, just crazy. Well, this guy built it because one of the abilities for Hulk is you just hit the left trigger and he just reaches down and grabs a big chunk of the ground. And then if, as long as you're holding it, he's kind of aiming and you hit R2 and he throws it. Well, he built him where when he picks up that piece of the ground, it's basically coated in like this gamma explosive energy. And so he's just constantly throwing like these gamma bombs all over the the map. So the guy said, it's like crazy. Like, you're playing with Hulk and he just stays back and is just chucking these giant bombs. And so, like, that's so cool. You could build a melee character all ranged. If you basically get in there and tweak all his stats with gear and everything, you can do that. Or he said, like, he himself likes playing Iron Man. And the Iron Man that he built, or one of his favorite builds for Iron Man that he did, is some of the gear you can get, it makes your abilities where they drop PIM particles. And so he's dropping PIM particles. And if you, many of you, I'm sure, know, PIM particles are what helps Ant-Man become small. So he said when they go into an encounter with a bunch of enemies, he basically goes into flight mode and, like, kind of just scans over the battlefield, and he starts dropping all these, like, PIM particle bombs that shrinks all of the enemies, and then, like, there's, you know, a Hulk or a Black Widow or whoever can just come raging in and just destroy all these little tiny enemies. And I'm like, that's such a cool thing. Like, we didn't see that in the beta, but the idea that is in there, that you're going to be able to do that, is awesome. Like, that's just what I think this game is going to have, be so much fun, just kind of mixing and matching all the different abilities together and coming up with your team. And I'm telling you, like, one of the coolest things, and I know we've seen it in something like a Marvel Avengers or a Marvel Ultimate Alliance, where you have all these heroes on screen battling, but, you know, to have the graphical fidelity that this game has with, you know, 4K and the HDR and all of that on screen, and just to have it play like those third-person action games. And for me to be Iron Man and literally at one point just stop, I just stopped and just observed, and in front of me, there's Kamala Khan swinging her fists, Hulk jumping all over the place, just smashing, and then to just, you know, see Black Widow just wrecking face down on the ground. It was a multiplayer, just a match-made match that I got into, and just to watch it, just to be Iron Man, just seeing that was just awesome. So I can't imagine, as more characters come in, and, you know, we have a Hawkeye maybe up top shooting arrows down, and then you see Spider-Man every once in a while, like, swinging in front of your view, like, God, man, it's going to be so much fun to play. I recommend everybody jump in on the open beta. Now, this past weekend, just one negative thing was it definitely had some issues with matchmaking. But again, that's the point of the beta. They want to get these things ironed out and get them kind of taken care of now before the game actually launches and then the servers just get crushed. They did say on Twitter that part of the reason with the matchmaking was just the fact that the servers were just getting hit so much. So I did get kicked a couple times while I was trying to matchmake, but once I got in, I didn't have any issues. Another thing I hope they can tweak a little bit, actually two things. One, obviously frame rate's a little bit of an issue sometimes when you have four people all just going bananas on screen. Not too bad where it chugged like super, super slow, but it definitely at points got a little bit crazy. But then also just the not just the matchmaking crap. Now I lost my mindset. I mean, we were talking about that's right, the screen shake, especially as the Hulk. When you play as the Hulk and that screen is shaking, like, it is a little bit crazy at times, kind of hard to see things. So I hope they at least, if anything, give the option to shut some of that off, because I was okay with it. You know, at first I kind of adapted to it, but at first it definitely was kind of throwing me off. And I saw a lot of people online saying it made them nauseous, which I could see. If you're apt to be motion sick, like, this game could definitely do that, especially playing as the Hulk. It's kind of a, you're going for along for a ride with the Hulk, definitely on that one. So definitely check it out, guys. I definitely recommend it. It's a hell of a game. This weekend, open beta on PS4, closed on the others, and then the following weekend, it'll be open on everything. So give it a go for sure if you can. Two quick stories here before we wrap it up. Number one, this one, not saying anything's going to happen here, but something definitely interesting happened this weekend. It was during a virtual Wizard World panel, specifically on X-Men the Animated Series. Producer and director of the series, Larry Houston, talked about a rumor that, here's what he said. He said, and this is about the possible revival of X-Men the Animated Series. He said, "We've had talks with Disney, but that's about it." He says, "We made conversation and it's up to them to make the decision, but we've let them know that we're all available for whatever they want to do in the future." So folks, there is hope. There is hope that we may get an X-Men revival of the animated series. Now, if anything, he even went on to say that even if they want to do like a special one-off or like a five-part return, he would totally be down for that. And I know everybody listening to this would be down for that as well. If you've never watched X-Men the Animated Series, just go rock the intro. It's all really you need to do. No, go watch it. It's on Disney Plus. I'm not going to say it didn't age well, because it's still classic. I mean, the animation isn't the most amazing animation you're going to see, but it's just awesome. The stories that are in there, they really, really captured everything about the X-Men that you would want. It's such an early 90s show. I love it. And to the idea of it potentially coming back, I mean, it would be great if they just did, you know, took some of the more modern X-Men stories and put them, you know, just kind of did these like 5-6 episode runs, almost like kind of like, you know, Netflix does like She-Ra or Voltron, where they'll do like kind of these seasons where they're just really short. That would be cool, rather than go all the way in. And I mean, believe me, I would love a whole new long expanded series, but if they gave us just these smaller bite-sized things every 6-7 years, whatever, or 6-7 months or a year, that would be great. I would love that. And then one final thing here. This is more for the Doctor Who fans out there. And that is that the ninth Doctor, who actually was the first Doctor for Chris and I doing the Tardy TARDIS, that is Christopher Eccleston, is going to return as the ninth Doctor. But it is going to be for a audio version of Doctor Who. It's going to be produced by the BBC and The Big Finish. It's going to be a 12... episode adventure, basically. And they're saying they're releasing these across 4 box sets, is what they're saying. So I don't know if these are going to be his podcasts, or if you're going to be able to catch them that way, or audiobooks. I don't know. But Eccleston said that after 15 years, it'll be exciting to revisit the ninth Doctor's world, bringing back to life a character I loved playing. Now, he only played it for 13 episodes and never came back. They've asked him multiple times to come back for some anniversary shows, and he always turned it down. And, you know, Chris and I, like David Tennant right now, he's a Doctor in the episodes that we're watching, but Eccleston was our first Doctor, and God, I love Eccleston. Like, anything the guy has done now since, I always love seeing him in these movies. I mean, I've even, like, chased down other things that he's been in. He's great. So I can't wait to listen to these. I'm going to have to find a way to tune into these, because I don't know. I used to always say he was my favorite Doctor. I'm really starting to like David Tennant, kind of where we are right now in the show. And that's kind of the beauty of Doctor Who, is there's all these different people that play the Doctor, and I think they each bring something to the table. I mean, now granted, we only know 2, Chris and I, but it's always just kind of neat to see the takes that they take on the character. And I'm sure as we move forward and see these other people playing it, like, it's going to be just, you know, I'm going to fall in love with every single one of them here as it moves on. So that's going to do it for me, guys. Again, tomorrow may or may not have an episode. Can't promise it. Just got to see if I can get some time later today. A little bit busy today, and then tomorrow, like I said, I got to be to work. We open at 6 tomorrow, so I got to be up extra early tomorrow. Don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter at Mark Turk. That's MARKTURC. You can always email the show, theenthuselife@gmail.com. And if you want to be a patron, you still got a little bit of time here. We are going to be recording. I got to reach out to our patrons here Either later this week and next week, I'm going to be compiling the patron podcast. So that will be coming out for patrons very soon. So you still got time. If you want to become a patron, you can find those links down in the show notes and also get access to our exclusive patron-only Discord. So with that, everybody, thank you here for tuning in. Hopefully you have a good Monday. Hopefully your week goes good. And until tomorrow, we'll catch you next time.